as we continue the celebration of the season of Passiontide, we have in the first reading the beautiful reading from the book of the prophet St. Jonas. And of course, he is commanded by God to go to Nineveh, which is a very large city, or was, and begin to preach repentance to the people of Nineveh. Now, mind you, they were not Hebrews, they were not Jews. They were not of the chosen people of God. But nevertheless, God wanted to save them too, as he wants to save the whole world. But there has to be some kind of penance, some kind of repentance for sin. And you would have thought, well, just like the Pharisees, they're not going to listen. But instead, those who were rejects, they are the ones who listen. And that happens many times in the history of mankind, in the history of the church. And so he preaches, and even in the very first day, the people began to listen. And everyone put on sackcloth and ashes, including, when he heard of it, the king. And he commanded all the people, even the animals of Nineveh, to fast. Of course, this is something which goes along with this season of Passiontide, when we repent of our sins and offer a penance for our sins. And in the Gospel, we see that our Lord is already announcing to the Pharisees and scribes that he will soon be gone. And of course, they don't know what he's talking about. Ultimately, they don't care, but they think he's crazy. And our Lord, therefore, begins to tell them again that which is going to happen. And of course, as we join our Lord in these holy days of our salvation, we know that we join him as well in the suffering that he undergoes for us. Not penance for his own sins, he has no sins, but to repent, to bring us repentance, to bring us penance, to bring us forgiveness, which is going to happen through his passion, death, and resurrection. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.